So it was really important that, you know, we made these investments. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been in the position that we are today as we're reopening, as, you know, people are back at work. And so we didn't require the same kind of fiscal stimulus this year that we did in previous years. But, you know, we also recognize that there are places where we need to make important investments. So, for example, you know, investing in companies that are helping us make the greener transition, providing critical supports to Canadians, such as dental care for children under the age of 12. And really importantly, this budget is about housing. I know for people in Milton, house prices have gone up. I mean, same as in Burlington and quite frankly, right across the country. And whether it's about home ownership or even renting, you know, the costs have just soared. And so the federal government, you know, recognizes that we need to do more. We launched our national housing strategy back in 2017, which was really focused on affordable housing, particularly for unhoused and low-income residents. But we also need to do more when it comes to the diversity of housing. So whether it's for first-time home buyers, whether it's to help people save for a mortgage, we're going to be launching a new kind of first-time home buyer savings account, which will be tax-free both on the way in and on the way out, up to $40,000 to, you know, help cover, to help save for a down payment, as well as to just help build more supply. And that's with a diversity of partners that could be private developers, but it's also not-for-profits and federal co-ops. There's a lot of really exciting things in there that will help homes both become more affordable and the ability for more people to afford a home.